broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is March 31st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, steady as a rock. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Bible, anything good, we're ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need a revolution. Most people believe America's done, stick a fork in it. We disagree. We don't need a revolution either. That usually turns out violent and not very good for the oppressed. What we need is a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We can do it through the checks and balances our founding fathers wisely put in place, but it's going to take enough of us good, honest, moral Americans to get involved. Without that, we'll never get it done, and we'll never get it done unless we're a moral people. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Let's do a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. It's always available at libertyroundtable.com on demand at your fingertips for free anytime you like. Also available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio section. Check that out. If you want to listen to great talk shows in addition to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertynewsradio.com or publicbroadcasting.org are the two channels to go to. Incredible talk radio at your fingertips free. If you want to click on Help Us Grow and donate, we'd love it, though. Any penny we get will be used to promote our presence in the media. The new media taking center stage. We are taking on the mainstream press like never before. And the most important thing to understand is he who owns the media makes the rules. That's right. That's why we got to take back the press if we want to tell the tale of liberty and if we want to educate, not indoctrinate. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also brought to you by World Affairs Brief, commentary on a troubled world, weekly in your inbox, WorldAffairsBrief.com, written by well-known Joel Skousen. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show. It won't be too quick, though. We covered so much news, it's beyond imagination. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has indeed endorsed Ted Cruz. Well, that's really, in my opinion, sad when Ted Cruz starts to hang out with Jeb Bush, Neil Bush, all these inside people, and then he gets endorsed by Scott Walker. Sad to say. Rapist cop, I guess, found dead in his cell. There's a cop that used his position to rape women. He got put in jail. Good for that, but somehow he's dead. I wonder if he would have talked. I wonder what the real story would have been, huh? I guess dead people tell no lies, though, huh? What a tragic situation. We need greater investigation. Is Donald Trump the politically correct candidate? You might laugh at that question, but it was a wise question asked. Is Donald Trump the politically correct candidate? And I submit the answer is yes. I know he says things and does things that are just off the charts. I get it. But in the reality TV sense, that's okay to do. As long as you never push for the solutions in America, which is a good, honest, moral people, teaching people to turn to God for guidance and repent and change and obey the Constitution and use the checks and balances the founders gave us. See, they don't want that. But Donald Trump really is a lot more politically correct than you may think. He can polarize the nation. He can back away from anything. He can promise you he'll build a border fence. Then when he gets in office, he'll be like, you know what? That ain't going to work. And then if you try to criticize, wait a minute, you're a flip-flopper, he'll just run around and go, you're weak. Shut up. Sit down. Tase him. Stop him. That's the problem with the Trumpster. Now, I know a lot of the conservatives are going to have my head for that, but you know what? I say it as I feel. I truly don't care what people think. I do my best to analyze based on principles, issues, character. That's what it really is. Trump trash talks Scott Walker for not raising taxes. See, this is what I'm talking about. Scott Walker doesn't want to raise taxes. Scott Walker endorses Donald Trump. Donald Trump fires back and says, you're an idiot. You should have raised taxes. Well, now you know Trump won't hesitate to raise your taxes, people. Trump won't even say if he'd rule out war with China. Newsmax. A lot of people are critical of that, saying, come on, we need to know what you do, Donald. Well, he's wise not to say. Why would he give away what he would do? It doesn't make any sense. So on one hand, I trash talk Trump a little bit because he wants to raise taxes, or he's suggesting that's a good, acceptable thing to do. So I'm critical of Trump. On the other hand, when Trump says he won't tell you what he'd do when it comes to ruling out war with China, I don't blame him. I wouldn't tell you what I'd do either. But Trump wisely says, look, I don't have all the inside info yet. I gotta get knowledge. I gotta sit down with the advisors and get the classified information before I can decide. That's very wise of Trump. I commend him. See, I'm not interested in people, folks. I am interested in issues and principles. And I want to be right on the issues. I want to be right on the circumstances. And you know what? Let the chips fall where they may. That's why I criticize Trump when he wants to raise taxes, but I praise Trump when he's wise to not spill his guts regarding foreign policy to an eager to barbecue impress. He's smart. Trump says we have tremendous economic power over China. It is called the power of trade, and boy, is he right. We don't need free trade. We need fair trade. All right, 35,000 Americans signed a petition to allow us to bring our guns to the GOP convention, but no. In 2012, firearms were banned by the Secret Service at the Republican convention in Tampa. Now, why is the Secret Service at a private gathering, the Republican Party in Tampa? And who gave them the authority and the right to violate the supreme law of the land and deny access to our firearms? Is it private property? Well, if the private property owner says no guns, well, now there's a right to privacy against your right to private property, right? The Secret Service said it would forbid attendees to carry firearms at the Republican National Convention. I guess that's supposed to happen in Cleveland in July. So there you go. Just shutting down your right to keep and bear arms right there at the Republican Convention. You think those guys will stand for your right to keep and bear arms? Good luck with that plan, people. Trump can't beat Hillary. Really? Says Joseph Farah. And he goes through a demonstration of a reality check, if you will. You know what? I bet Trump can beat Hillary. But I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter who can beat who. It matters what the elites want, because they can manipulate the media to their advantage. He who owns the media makes the rules. They can install whoever they want to as president. If you don't believe me, then how do we have a communist Barack Obama in the White House without even knowing who he really is? Yeah. Trump on the contested convention. Cruz's win in Louisiana shows that there's a crooked system already, writes Sandy Fitzgerald. Interesting commentary. Trump says the Republican tabulation system is broken and unfair. Yeah, life is pretty unfair, Donald. No doubt about it. You've disavowed me, calling me a racist, without even knowing me, without even giving me a chance, without even letting me have a discussion on the point. And so when they do that to you, don't be surprised, my friend. You can dish it out, but you struggle to take it, huh? I wrote an open letter to Donald Trump. It's on our website, libertyroundtable.com. Check it out for more commentary. All right, we had our guest on, Mr. Charles Duhigg. And Charles Duhigg he wrote a book called Smarter, Faster, Better, The Secrets of Being Productive in Life and Business. Charles is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter for the New York Times. He's also the author of his other book called The Power of Habit. He's a winner of the National Academy of Sciences, National Journalism. The guy's graduated from Harvard, and he has two children, lives in Brooklyn. Anyway, pretty interesting stuff. But he basically says, listen, you can't just write lists to be productive and successful. You've got to combine your passion with being smart, making lists, but prioritizing those lists. And you got to simplify. And you got to combine all that to really make a difference and drop the inconsequential and laser-like focus on the important. Anyway, his book's pretty good about it. Smarter, faster, better. That's what Trump should write a book like that. Smarter, faster, better, huh? All right. U.S. open to lone wolf's attacks, says your government. I mean, says your mainstream press in bed with your government. See, what is a lone wolf? If Barack Obama's not constitutionally qualified to serve because he's really from Kenya, or maybe if Barack Obama's real father is Frank Marshall Davis, which is what I believe, with that knowledge, would the American people have ever elected him to be president? If your goal is to destroy the country, but you swear an oath to the Constitution and become president of the United States with a subversive intent, would that be a lone wolf attack? Just wondering. judge tosses what's called a jury nullification felony. Bob Unruh, WorldNet Daily, great story, WND.com. They tried to pass out pamphlets. They tried to educate people about a fully informed jury and that we have the right to nullify. Well, they tried to bust these people for a felony, and the judge said, uh-uh. They can teach people about juries. Good for the judge. That's a win for our side, folks. We also talked about the presidential race surging past $1 billion. $1 billion. We're not even out of the primary phase, people. That's USA Today. Boeing is going to cut about 4,000 jobs by mid-2016. Wait a minute. I thought Boeing was high tech, huh?
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic, but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
So, seen any good movies lately?
No, not really.
Why do you say it like that?
It's just that those movie trailers are so deceptive. You know, like I'll see a commercial for something that looks like a really fun romantic comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I go to the theater and, well, that's $7.50 I'll never see again.
Disappointed?
Disgusted is a better word. Hey, I did finally find a way to know a movie's content before I go see it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's this website, PluggedInMag.com.
Hmm.
Lets me choose the movies I want to see intelligently. Tells me what's good about a movie, what's bad. Not only that, but it does the same thing with music and TV shows. What's wrong?
Well, we just walked out of a movie last week. Makes me wish I'd checked it out first. Plugged In, huh?
PluggedInMag.com. Make sure you get the address right.
Visit PluggedInMag.com for current movie, music, and television reviews. PluggedInMag.com, helping you navigate through the maze of popular culture.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Locked on the Liberty Roundtable by choice. Thank you very much. Hopefully it'll be educational and entertaining, to say the least. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips always. LibertyNewsRadio.com. For the best in news commentary, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Live and live news text feeds as well as audio feeds. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Check that out. We're putting together a ring of websites, ladies and gentlemen, making a difference. WorldAffairsBrief.com is one of them. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Liberty Roundtable. Liberty News Radio. Man, we're just getting started, huh? RepublicBroadcasting.org. We're just going on with all the cool websites for you folks. Check them out. Get involved in the solutions today. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think ThePowerMall.com, would you? ThePowerMall.com. All right? We're talking about you can get monthly copies of the Power Hour radio broadcast from Joyce Fraley. We thank her and endorse her talk show. By the way, Joyce Riley is syndicated by Genesis Communications. But we rebroadcast her show daily at libertynewsdaily.com. libertynewsradio.com. Check it out. I guess it's not Liberty News Daily. That's just where you get news, huh? libertynewsradio.com. But check it out. To place an order with the Power Mall and support Joyce Riley, who in turn supports us, 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. That's 877-817-9829. You can get the new book, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, the inside story of American dynasty. They also got the new book, Planet Rothschild, Hidden History of the New World Order, forged, written by Jeff Renz, well-known fellow talk show host. You got chewable vitamin C, new from Carlson Labs. New Oregon Trails Greenpeace Soup. They got food, they got books, they got videos. And I'm telling you right now, you got a dandelion. It's called Dandy Blend. It's a coffee alternative. It's organic, non-GMO, and great tasting. I mean, just tell them Sam and Kurt sent you and say, you know what, tell me about the specials, will you? I'd be grateful if you'd drop by thepowermall.com today. 877-817-9829 or thepowermall.com. Anyway, we're going back to our recap of yesterday's show. Man, we cover so much news, it's beyond imagination. Donald Trump is changing the game almost in every way. Except for, in my humble opinion, that the elite will still remain at the top. But nevertheless, National Border Patrol Council has endorsed Donald Trump for president. Breitbart, Texas. Now, this is an interesting story. The National Border Patrol Council has never endorsed anybody before, but they just believe they got to protect the border. Obviously, being from Texas, they got a huge swath of the border, right? But anyway, National Border Patrol Council now getting endorsements from people that never endorse. Interesting, to say the least. Experts see little chance in charges in Clinton email case. See, Hillary's just perjured herself, lied, and everything else to the point where, wow, what do you do about it, Kurt? Any idea?
It's a great question, Sam. And, you know, there's so much to consider when you look at that piece. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the websites that you were talking about, the different groups of them there with LibertyNewsDaily.com, with LibertyRoundtable.com, with LibertyNewsRadio.com, and of course, Joel Skousen's, you know, what, well, you know, you've just got so many, the Republic Broadcasting Network, you've got the Power Hour, you know, so many good folks that are teaming up together that, you know, typically, at least I don't remember seeing people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and others kind of team up. They just kind of stay on their own, and we like to team up with good folks to
amen. And one of the team ups that we do
share the wealth
is on this Hillary Clinton thing, Kurt. How come nobody's really bringing this to the attention? Why on earth would experts say there's going to be no accountability for this? I don't hear really the conservatives beating on this drum, do you? She's perjured herself. She's lied. She's released classified emails and stuff, and she lied about her server. And I thought it was okay to do wrong, Kurt, but the lies are what get you.
Yeah, and it reminds me of the whole Barack Obama question back when the, you know, the birther issue, as they call it, was really big, and there were a whole bunch of conservatives that were just like, well, just leave it alone. It's, you know, I mean, it's a minor issue. You know, the fact is the Constitution says about what the qualifications are for president. It doesn't say a whole bunch like you have to have an account at, you know, Goldman Sachs, or you have, you know, you've got to wear a Texas cowboy hat.
It doesn't even say
you've
got to be one of the roster agenda members of the Council on Foreign Relations either, Kurt.
No, but it does outline certain things, and even our friends back then would say stuff like, oh, well, just leave that alone, you know.
But don't worry, and we've had a communist in the White House for 8 years, Kurt, so it's not really a problem.
Yeah, well, it reminds you of, you know, the stuff going on with Hillary, doesn't it? You know,
I mean, well, yeah, she'll be president.
It's kind of similar.
It'll be okay. Now, while we're dealing with the Hillary Clinton issue, while we're dealing with the Barack Obama issue, while we're dealing with Trump getting endorsed by the border people, while we're dealing with, you know, contested, brokered, manipulated conventions to make sure that the people don't have any of their say as we commit vote fraud everywhere, we got other issues on top of that to worry about. Doomed to fail is what Phyllis Schlafly calls it, of Eagle Forum. Your most valued freedoms could be utterly destroyed, she says. And by the way, she sent her email to me. And what's interesting is not produced at taxpayers' expense. Not emailed at taxpayers' expense. In other words, no government money's gone into her communication with me. I welcome it. When all these bureaucrats communicate with me, the government's paying for it, and I don't even want to be on their list, Kurt. Nevertheless, that's why it's imperative, says Phyllis Schlafly, to sign your petition opposing all bills calling for an Article V or constitutional convention. Phyllis Schlafly, good for her. Sam and Kurt did indeed sign the petition. We highly recommend you sign it as well. Man, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, Kurt. It's still available on demand at your fingertips for your listening enjoyment. You know, some people have been talking to me lately. A lot of people, Kurt, they download the shows at the start of the week, and then they have hours and hours of driving. They just catch up on all the Liberty Roundtables.
Wow.
It's kind of cool,
A lot of people are just gluttons for punishment, I guess, huh? What do you think?
What are you talking about? They want real news. They want real commentary. They want constitutional experts telling them how it really is, right?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess it makes sense since we do have all those good guests. I mean, because that's why I listen. I mean, you know.
Because of the guests?
There's,
so Kurt doesn't
even
listen to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
When there's no guests, skip that.
You're a guest. I mean, I'm not a guest, you know. I mean, if you're you're not the guest, you know. But if somebody else,
that's kind of like saying tomorrow never comes, Kurt.
All right. Well, yeah, I've heard that phrase, but
what is yesterday?
Thought of it as a guest. Well,
that was the day before.
Yesterday.
What are you talking about? All right. The interesting thing that I want to point out here about this is, you know what? We do our very best to break this down. It's not a matter of opinion. We do our very best to break it down according to principles, according to guidelines, according to time-tested truths, according to God's law, according to constitutional supreme law, based on God's law. See, a lot of people believe the Constitution is based on common law. They're wrong. It isn't. Okay? Common law is oftentimes comes from the king. Common law is often immoral law. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you move in with a woman. A man and a woman just move in together. They're not married. They're living together. Their male and female relationship is happening. And so they're together. Now, many people in the old days would say they're living in sin. The modern term for that is what, Kurt? Cohabitation?
So let's see. Modern term would be, it's not
shacking
sin
up.
Now. It's... Yeah, okay, good.
Living together?
You know, it's typically where good is called evil and evil is called good. So
testing the waters.
Something like that.
All right, well, anyway, the reason I bring this up, Kurt, is the bottom line is the common law says if you stay together long enough and if you share enough of your lives together, at some point, you're married. But I submit you're really not, Kurt.
Poof, you're married.
Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The technology to record police interactions with citizens is inexpensive and readily available, but that doesn't mean that the video footage produced will be accessible to the public. Adam Marshall, a legal fellow with the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press in Washington, D.C., points out that state legislatures across the country are imposing new restrictions on access to body camera footage. 10 states have enacted laws making it difficult for reporters and activists to obtain video, and 20 more are considering similar measures. Marshall describes it as perverse that as we see more and more body camera programs being developed, the states are enacting more and more restrictions on access to that video. Dallas Police Sergeant Stephen Baker knowingly perjured himself in a DWI case last year, but won't face any consequences. Baker claimed that he had probable cause to stop Marcial Salazar when he ran a red light in July 2012, but his own dash cam video video prove that he, not Salazar, was the one who committed that traffic violation. Baker persisted in that claim despite the fact that the incriminating video was shown repeatedly in the courtroom. In a memo, Prosecutor Lauren Haggerty observed that Baker was so focused on not backing down, he basically perjured himself on the stand. The trial judge granted a defense motion to suppress Baker's testimony, which resulted in a directed verdict for acquittal. Baker, who had been assigned to a special program for troubled officers after arresting Salazar, was placed on administrative leave in March of 2015, which meant that he continued to collect his $83,000 salary despite not having to work. Now the public integrity section of the Dallas PD has ruled that there was no evidence of a criminal offense in Baker's dishonest testimony under oath. Florida resident Patrick Neptune, a 55-year-old disabled veteran, was upset with a police officer named Philip Lanui for cutting him off in traffic, then following him to his home and issuing a ticket for failing to wear a seatbelt. After sending letters to the Miramar Police Department and to other officials to protest the mistreatment, Neptune wrote a brief essay about his experience, complete with a photo of the officer, on a police accountability website. Lanui retaliated by obtaining an anti-stalking injunction that prohibited Neptune from posting anything on the internet. An appellate court has voided the stalking injunction, noting that, quote, "The First Amendment protects appellant's right to criticize public officials, including police officers." The ruling cited the 1987 Supreme Court decision City of Houston v. Hill, which observed that the freedom of individuals verbally to oppose or challenge police action without thereby risking arrest is one of the principal characteristics by which we distinguish a free nation from a police state. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Liberty Roundtable live, Sam and Kurt on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Anyway, so I was talking about this common law thing. So let me get this right. The longer you live in sin together, then all of a sudden you're married. I don't think God thought of marriage in that way, personally. You know what? You live in sin together, and the longer you do, pretty soon it's codified by the government. It's all good. The government's goal was to try to create responsibility. You know, you don't just live with a woman and shack up with her and get all those, quote, benefits, but yet not have responsibility. So the goal of government is to try to create responsibility there. And I'm not necessarily saying that there's no value in it, but I am saying it's not God's way. It's not God's law. Let's don't pretend that's constitutional law. In fact, the Constitution says nothing about marriage. Therefore, constitutionally speaking, it would be left to the states and to the people respectively. Now, I digress because I personally think that marriage should be a religious ceremony and it ought to be written in your Bible and government ought to have nothing to do with it. Of course, that's just me. All right. Anyway, before we get to the water story, though, Kurt, believe it or not, I heard something on the mainstream press that I thought was quite interesting. It was a radio commercial, Kurt. And I'm going to try to play this. I hooked up a new mixer, so I don't know how well it'll come through. Let's try it. But it's a commercial about minivans is why I'm playing it. And, you know, it just shows the creativity of commercials. But this commercial would be really politically incorrect, but they've done it because it's funny. But it also makes the point, I believe minivans are one of the best vehicles on the market, just my opinion. And everybody laughs at me and goes, Sam, you're goofy. They're ugly. You know, why would you want one of those? This commercial is just kind of funny. Listen to this. See if it works.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Now, I find
Geico,
that
we've been innovating car insurance for over 75.
I find that incredibly funny. It's just a funny commercial.
Yeah.
But it just shows you the creativity that goes on in commercials. And the reason I say it's politically incorrect is because the people that have minivans, Kurt, typically are the people who have, in my opinion, a wonderful family. But what they would say is way too many kids, Kurt. You're overpopulating the planet. You're irresponsible. You're okay, but I just find it. Geico gets it. I'm sorry, that the Geico commercial's next. Napa Auto Parts gets it. They realize that they can joke, and it's funny. At the same time, who doesn't know somebody who's got a minivan, right? And yeah, it might be faded. It was a big package in the 80s. It's kind of funny, but it just goes to show. Then Geico does a commercial. And the Geico commercial's funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that one, Kurt?
I don't remember it right now.
All right, let me see if I can quickly fast forward here to the Geico one.
Platinum package option.
This is just the end of the
second one,
but listen to the Geico commercial.
With over 400,000
just shows you the value of radio.
A little Napa know-how. You can keep anything on the road.
All right, here we go. Check this out.
Not old.
All right. Sorry. All right. Check it out.
Napa know-how.
At Geico, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the Geico mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, Geico could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward.
It's kind of funny. You're right. 75 years ago, Geico wasn't even around, was it?
Well, they say they were, you know.
Yeah, but Kurt, they didn't have that radio commercial.
I don't think so. I think they're joking.
They're joking, but they're making a valuable point. You know what? People like radio. People like old-time radio. People, and you know, when you make commercials unique like that, people all listen. Whether it's the minivan joke to make a point, or whether it's Geico commercials to make a point, it all comes back to the creativity of radio. And I really, I know it's weird, but I actually like creative radio commercials.
You do?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Most people, I'm sure, don't like creative radio commercials.
No,
they'd rather
the
just have,
ones.
Like, boring.
Hi. Got to buy stuff from me. Go to my website, me.me. Thanks. That kind of commercial, Kurt?
Buy lots of stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, or you could do a commercial that would be something like this. How would you like a win-win-win situation for Patriots? What are you talking about? How about the consumer wins by getting discounts on goods and services all over the world? Businesses benefit because they get listed in our directory for free, and they only give discounts when they actually have a customer. The third group that does fantastic is the Sacred Cause of Liberty. You and I and our children get freedom as a result. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com to learn about the win-win-win situation. It's better than Costco. How about that, Kurt?
Wow. Or you could say Amazon or Walmart or whatever.
Any of them, yeah.
You know,
your big box, whatever.
Yeah, fill in the blank.
And I could finish it up by saying, do business with the good guys.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So I just get all derailed, Kurt. Now I can't even do radio program because I'm also derailed. I guess I better talk about agua. Agua pura. Right?
That's right. Mr. Sam and the Spanish is coming out.
You Buddy, know, I don't even know Spanish. I know about like five words.
Yeah. Well, you know, I
know to say picante. Andale. Hurry up. Bring me the salsa. Let's go. I know that.
Job.
I can eat Mexican food with the best of them, though, Kurt. I'm telling you right now.
Yes, you can. Yes,
and I know, I like, you know, now this is might be racist, but I'm going to let it rip anyway.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference between Mexican food, Kurt, and white people Mexican food.
All right.
And if you don't believe me, you can say that's a racist statement. Call it what you will. I don't care. I don't like the white Mexican food, Kurt. I like the real Mexican food.
Very good.
Yeah. Is that a racist thing to say?
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
But it's the truth.
This is America, you know.
Look, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, man, you want real Mexican food. Like one of my favorite things to do is go to one of the Mexican carts. They got these little, you know, side stands or whatever.
You know, like illegal kind of things on the side?
No,
they probably don't have like a food inspector standing there.
Unfortunately, they have all that crap going on already, or they couldn't even exist. But nevertheless, see, you can exist.
I think I've seen some of them that, you know, sell stuff, and they haven't. Like, in my opinion, sometimes the food inspector doesn't want to go there because they don't speak Spanish.
Maybe you're right.
And,
but nevertheless,
and occasionally that happens, and that's really where I want to go.
Dude,
you know
when
I mean?
You go get them El Pastor tacos for a buck, double
El
little
Pastor
tortilla street
tacos,
you got the you get the carnitas or, you know, the, man, I'm just
carnitas.
Telling you.
Y'all
or you go ahead and get the chorizo, tacos. Yeah. I mean, buddy, they're good. The asada tacos. Anyway, you load up about six or seven of those bad boys because they're really small, right? You put on there, man, cilantro and Mexican cheese and a bunch of salsa, a little bit of guac. I'm telling you right now,
Mexican
some of the best
cheese.
Food ever. Huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, I was just saying the Mexican cheese.
Yeah, isn't that like goat cheese?
Spanish, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mexican cheese is Spanish?
Well, I was saying it.
I think it's like,
you know, like
queso fresca.
You know
like
what I mean? Where they get the little bit of a Spanish twist to it.
Hey,
you know?
Man, you've never even had a Mexican taco. I'm just telling you, man. You go down to the street corner where the carts are, man.
East LA.
You got the best tacos ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there is some marijuana in the news lately. So
wait a minute. Not in my tacos. There better not be.
No, but there's some marijuana.
Wait a minute.
Nuts.
We're supposed to talk about agua fresca, and you turned us into sangria.
I know, but, you know, you made me, you know, when you, you know, went to the Cheech and Chong thing, you know, it just kind of.
You went to the Cheech and Chong thing. I was trying to talk about water.
I know,
pure,
but
good, clean water.
Yeah, but remember how you started imitating them.
Only after you suggested it.
I know, but I'm just saying that's what kind of took me there a little farther.
Now, I think Cheech and Chong are racist, though, making fun of the Mexican people like that. What are they doing?
Well, I know, but they can do it because, you know, I don't know why exactly. Well, it's old stuff. They used to do it. But
now they don't do it anymore, my friend. But not only that, though, you're allowed to do it, Kurt, unless you talk about, like, important things. Then it's off the table.
Right. Good point. If they were doing that about the Federal Reserve, hey, not a chance.
So if we were to talk about water, Cheech and Chong style, we could do it as long as we didn't really tell people the problems and the reality, right?
Well, good point.
Like, you could probably do a cool joke, a cool, you know, routine on El Niño.
Yeah, El Niño. And, you know, the headline from the L.A. Times, Sam, is,
hey,
you
man,
know, like
I've had tacos named El Niño before. They're the best tasting ever, man.
Eh? That's what I thought. But anyway,
no, they're
headline,
not tacos, man. They're, you know, right?
Yeah, that's
you just
right.
Start like
you
that.
Can do that.
No, man, the old lady doesn't make tacos like that. Come on. Right?
That's
she makes
right.
real tacos well, with the salsa fresca. With the queso, right? You just go like that.
Yes, you've got the. I think Bill Clinton and Cheech and Chong are some of your favorite, your best.
Hey, I like tacos too. There's no reason I wouldn't. I mean, why wouldn't I eat tacos? I mean,
they have pretty
I used
girls
to live down
too,
by the
Bill.
Border in Arkansas. Oh, they got some of the best señoritas I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll take a quick break. Come right on back. Talk about tacos and water and señoritas.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I can imagine the headlines now. Racist conspiracy theorist blind talk show host gets fired for Cheech and Chong routine. Wait a minute. They can't fire me, Kurt. They can fly a kite and go get some agua pura. They can go get some water down there in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the headline from the LA Times, California's largest reservoir, that's a French word, you know, filling too fast thanks to El Nino, Spanish words, must release more water. Well, yeah, they say the massive El Nino, whoever's in charge of that, probably a federal program, I'm sure, you know, I mean, we don't need really God included since we got the federal government, but yeah, do you know what Lake Shasta is, Sam?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest lakes, one of the best freshwater supplies in California, bar none.
Anyway, since you're an original Californian, you know, at least, you know, you spent a lot of your growing up years, I figured you would. They say it's a keystone reservoir of the Central Valley Project. Now, you wonder what the Central Valley Project is. You know, that's where you get the federal government messing around with the states, I think. But anyway, the bottom line is they, in this rather lengthy article from the LA Times, tell you that, hey, you know, man, we got a bunch of water.
Yeah, lately. Way too much now, water, not only for Lake Shasta, Kurt.
Yeah.
But you got Folsom, which is another lake.
Yes.
And then what, Lake Oroville is how they say that? All three of those dudes are just way too full of water, and so they have to release this precious, precious commodity.
And who does the releasing?
Your feds.
Well, it's called the Federal Bureau of Reclamation. Now, when you read in your Constitution, you're going to have to read between the lines to find the Federal Bureau of Reclamation, because it's just not in there.
Now, here's what I find fascinating. They say there's so much water, we don't know what to do. We've got to prevent flooding. We've got to release all this precious water. It's horrible. But then this guy, his name is Jay Lund, okay? And this Jay Lund guy is with, he's a professor of civil environmental engineering at UC Davis, okay? He says, yeah, you know what? We don't really have enough water. It's been in the last couple of years, but not near as good as we'd like it to be. And how does that all work? It's flooding.
Well,
we're freaking out. We're releasing the precious water. We don't know what to do. And the guy's like, man, you know, it's all right, but it sure could be better. How could it be better? More flooding?
Now, you heard how in the first story, you know, they tell about how, hey, they're releasing the water. Now, what I want to know is when they release it, where does it go? Does it, like, just evaporate from the planet?
No, dude.
Later in the article, they tell you about... Go ahead.
You got a thing called drought purgatory, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now continue, because that's really going to tell you how these people view this stuff.
Yeah,
now, first off, what's purgatory, Kurt?
Well, it's a bad place. It's not where you want to go.
It's kind of like, and I'm not trying to...
H-E double toothpicks.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Not really. It's just kind of a holding
place. Well, it's real close. Yeah, I mean,
it's
you
kind
know,
of
you
like
can
a...
get out of there if you pay enough. I mean, you know, if you...
It's kind of like just like a state of suspension.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's the state where the water goes, Kurt. You got that?
That's what they say. You know, but think about it. So they've got these big reservoirs that are, you know, federal, of course, because, I mean, the state of California could never do their own water. I mean, they got to have a federal Bureau of Reclamation.
Heck no, they'd steal all of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, anyway. So they release it, and then, in my opinion, let's say it just, you know, went out and kind of, oh, maybe, you know, they would all say, I guess it would evaporate, but, you know, the chances are good. You know, they talk about these real big problems is these areas where they've just been sucking it out of the ground and making it so the, you know, the water levels in the underground aquifers are really in trouble. Now, what I want to know is when they release it out of those reservoirs, you know, those federal reservoirs, would maybe some of it go in the underground?
Dude, it just drains into another river and flows and then eventually ends up in the sea or it eventually goes into the ground or eventually gets used. Yeah. Oh, it's not lost. It's just transferred venues.
Yeah, it would never go out of their thing and then down into the ground and then kind of refill the ground water levels. I mean,
no, know, that's exactly that what it will do. Now, listen, these guys, let me just show you the brilliance of these guys, okay, Kurt?
Yeah.
These guys are like rocket scientists. Let me just give you this quote from this Lund dude. Isn't it Lund? Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
All right. He's now, so Mr. Smart. Lund, this guy's like a professor, like a rocket scientist of environmental realities and such, okay? And this is the phrase the guy gives. I mean, when he's quoted, it's like, let's quote the most brilliant things these guys have ever said, okay? And it sounds like this. We are really in that awkward time, Lund says. Is it drought? Is it not drought? Well, what should we be doing? I'm not sure anybody's precisely sure.
Oh, man. Sure sounds
now, awful. Dude, that's like rocket science stuff. Is it drought? Is it not drought?
Yeah.
Now, if that's not a Cheech and Chong-esque scenario, I don't know what is. It's like, what? Come on. Okay, look.
Yep.
These people act like it's just like Mother Nature's gone psychotic and she's confused and we got to help her.
Yep.
Now I don't deny that there's cyclical realities when it comes to the weather, when it comes to, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will say this. When this guy says, we don't know what we should be doing, what he's talking about is he doesn't know how much government money we should throw at it, how much government control by force should we exhibit, how much interference, weather modification or manipulation, or they would call it water preservation or whatever. What should we be doing? And I would submit to you, do this. Okay? First off, take a step back and get the federal government out of it, because I don't read in my Constitution that it says anything about agua pura.
Yep.
Okay, secondly, the state of California can handle it just fine. But third, though, I'd recommend a little bit of step back and a little bit of prayer. Because what this guy's saying is we want more water right now so it'll just flood. We, you know what? We got more than average, but not enough to solve the problem in 1 year. You don't even want to solve the problem in 1 year, Kurt, because you'll get too much flooding. Too much water all at once isn't helpful either. In fact, it makes it worse. Mm-hmm. If you get too much water, you have all kinds of, you know, slides and this and flooding and that and then destruction, and then you got to spend a bunch of money and call it a, what do they call that? A natural disaster area or whatever, and then your government's got to get involved again. And, okay, it just goes on and on and on. So why don't they just take a step back and say, listen, we're so grateful to God that he gave us more water this year than our average, and that means we're better off than we were last year.
Now, you brought up the G word, Sam.
All right, darn right I did.
And, you know, what I found interesting in this big article, I mean, it's, you know, maybe 30 paragraphs from the L.A. Times. You know, they're only the closest they come to mentioning God is that they say that somebody, this guy, Peter Glick, he's president of the Pacific Institute. It's a water think tank. Now
that's what you need, a water think tank. That's brilliant.
It's based in Oakland. But anyway, he says, I've seen tweet after tweet saying, hallelujah, look at all the rain we've got. Now, you know, I don't know if you have ever looked up the word hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you look up the word hallelujah, it says under the definitions that praise ye the Lord.
Yeah. You're allowed to say yes. Hallelujah as long as you don't explain it to people so they know they're talking to God. Hallelujah is supposed to be kind of, you know.
Now, what I want to know, Sam, is
Thank the government for their rain-making programs.
Right? Yeah, do you think any of those people there in California with all that drought, you know, and all that water just running out, everything drying up, think any of them prayed or fasted?
I sure hope so.
Hoped for water?
Because that's really the answer.
Remember this? Yeah. And maybe they even returned to God.
No. Now, let me get to this point. They talk about God more than you say, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
They really do. You just didn't read the article carefully enough.
Oh, okay.
They say this. For much of the fall, Californians clung to the hope that a Godzilla...
Oh, there's the Godzilla part. I was thinking God, you know, would be separate, but when I think of Godzilla, I think of, like, King Kong or something.
Right,
like
that's
that,
my point, though. So they're hoping, instead of praying, Kurt, and turning to God, they're hoping on a Godzilla King Kong figure to roll in and, you know, make El Nino happen, like the abstract gods of nature or something. It's psychotic.
Good point.
Okay, much account. Did you really cling to the hope that a Godzilla figure would just roll in and fix El Nino for you? They say El Nino arrived, although less violently than expected. So they're praying that a Godzilla violent, but non-violent. Wait a minute. I thought these people were against violence.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bottom line is they mention this Godzilla character or idea, but they don't mention God.
God.
And I would submit the first thing we need to do is get on our knees and say, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank thee for the water we've received, and we hope that year after year for the next several years it can continue so that we can get our water to full levels and we'll all be
maybe
good.
Maybe you'll get in sackcloth and ashes, and, I mean, they could return to the Ten Commandments, start posting them everywhere and saying, God bless California. Well, no. They got Jerry Brown.
They're trying to explain the complex situation, Kurt, and it puts them in a real bad position to do that.
Yes,
because it's really hard to talk about this and not mention God, Kurt. It's really tough for them.
But we could throw it in. But the L.A. Times just couldn't really fit it in, you know, when they're...
Well, they have a word limit, my friend.
Space, yeah.
But if, just so they know, if they have a word limit, God is shorter than Godzilla. Just saying.
Good point.
All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We do turn to God. We do believe those are where the answers lie. After all, he is the author of our liberty. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people can and will restore our grand old republic. Are you willing to help? This nation shall endure.